With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Senate border bill unveiled to almost immediate condemnation from conservative Republicans. Here's Bob Agnew.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn was quick to say in a statement, "I will not support this bill." Senator Josh Hawley writes on social media, "This is an open borders bill if I've ever seen one. The Democrats are celebrating already. Prospects look even worse for the bill in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson says the package is even worse than he expected, and that, quote, if this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a monster storm on the West Coast, California, with flooding roads, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people, and leading forecasters to warn of possible hurricane-force winds.
Anywhere between 3 to 5 inches at this point in the coastal and valley areas, and we've seen reports as high as 10 inches up in some of the Hollywood Hills and Santa Monica Mountains in the Los Angeles area.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall says motorists are being warned to stay off the roads because of mudslides.
On some of our more complex terrain, we have a lot of canyon roads and mountain roads. Those are being impacted with mud and rock slides. Flooding, we're seeing several roads being closed.
A National Labor Relations Board regional official has decided Dartmouth basketball players are indeed employees of the school, clearing the way for an election that could create the first ever labor union for NCAA athletes. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and has begun treatment. Palace did not say what form of cancer, however, the 75-year-old monarch has. He says he is positive he'll be back to work soon. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham getting ready for a trip, this time south of the border.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel to tens of thousands in Mexico City on February 17th and 18th. The event will be held in the Palacio de los Deportes, which holds about 18,000 people. A number of contemporary Christian artists will perform, including Michael W. Smith and Dennis Agajanian. Graham holds several gospel festivals around the globe every year. So far, he's got Mexico and Poland on the 2024 schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Over the warnings of members of the clergy and pro-family advocates, Virginia lawmakers are looking to expand gambling in that state. Dueling legislative proposals backed by different gambling companies would open the door for an expansion of betting machines in businesses like gas stations, a number of restaurants, and convenience stores. This is SRN News. A down day Monday on Wall Street.
Stocks fell Monday following the latest evidence that the economy remains strong, which could delay cuts to interest rates that Wall Street wants. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% from its all-time high Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. McDonald's was a heavyweight after it reported weaker revenue than expected. Some of the sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again that cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. A strong report on U.S. services businesses also pushed yields higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
Mississippi State Auditor renewing his call for Brett Favre to repay the state for welfare money he says was improperly spent on projects backed by the retired NFL star. He's demanding $700,000 from Favre. More details at SRNnews.com.